With the return of the Olympics to their birthplace in Greece, historians have used the opportunity to make comparisons between ancient and modern. And there are strong connections in the way athletes thought about competition then and how they approach it now. But as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, many of today's Olympians seem to draw on a couple of different eras when forming attitudes about winning and losing.
They came to Athens this month, 10,000 of them, to swim and jump and ride and throw and run. And for an Olympic athlete like American sprinter Sean Crawford, the unwavering goal was to hang a gold medal around his neck.
I feel like I'm the baddest man on the planet. The only thing I have to do now is accomplish the goal of being the world's fastest man.
The impossibly muscled Crawford may have stood out at the ancient games with his huge physique, but he would have fit right in with his attitude and his mouth. Tony Perrottet wrote the book The Naked Olympics.
There are descriptions of boxing matches and wrestling matches where the athletes are abusing one another and flexing their muscles, and you know, and their friends are yelling on, and they're really trying to psych the other person out, sort of Muhammad Ali style.
Speaking from his home country, Australia, Perrottet says the victory-or-nothing attitude absolutely defined the ancient Olympics more than 2,000 years ago. Winning for honor and prestige, winning for money and perks. It was accepted in ancient times that Olympic athletes performed and at times talked like the driven competitors they were. Yet today, many cringe at outward displays of competitive zeal, chest thumping, or athletes waving index fingers in the air. What happened to make us recoil from the raw, scrappy Olympic ideals of ancient Greece? Again, here's Tony Perrottet.
What happened was in the Victorian era, when the revival of athletics really occurred in the 19th century, you have this imposition of a chivalric code, this gentlemanly code on athletics, where it's just as important how you play and, you know, to put on a good show.
French aristocrat Baron Pierre de Coubertin seized upon that code when he revived the ancient Olympics in 1896. Here's an excerpt from the PBS documentary The Real Olympics.
The Coubertin ideals were perfectly encapsulated in the film classic Chariots of Fire, where the rivalry between Harold Abrahams and Eric Liddell at the 1924 Paris Olympics was represented as a contest between gentlemen who indulged in a bit of training here and there before sweeping on to victory.
Coubertin's pronouncement that the most important thing in the Olympic Games is not winning, but taking part, has clung to the Olympics. The dilemma for many of today's athletes is how to reconcile that with the win-at-all-costs ideal of the ancient Games. Fencer Sada Jacobson of the United States won the bronze medal in the women's saber competition in Athens. Her experience embodies the clash of conflicting Olympic ideals. While the crowd cheered Jacobson's bronze medal victory, she was stone-faced, still hurting from a semifinal loss that kept her from competing for the gold medal.
I went and I sat down in the back room and I just had my head in my hands. You know, I wasn't even crying. I was so shocked, you know, that it was over and that after 6 years of struggling for this, that it's gone.
In that visceral moment, Sada Jacobson was the ancient Olympian, devastated by not winning. But whereas the ancients skulked back home in humiliation, Jacobson, with her coach, decided that fighting for a bronze medal was well worth it. In an embodiment of the modern ideal, she found significance in something other than finishing first.
I learned something about myself in terms of, you know, how valuable a competition this was. For me, it really was, and I am proud of having a medal.
Jacobson has been getting tons of congratulatory emails. She'll return home to a hero's welcome, and she says with a smile she prefers that to the skulking of the ancients. But the smile disappears when she says she wants to be at the next Summer Games in Beijing, trying again for a gold medal. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.
Photos and more Olympics coverage are at npr.org.